Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the lowlands of Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you on this Monday evening, folks, and we hope that you had a great holiday weekend. We certainly did here. Very trying time that my wife is going through here, and myself included, with the cancer treatment, but it was certainly wonderful to be here with her family, mom and dad and brothers and sisters and about 50 other relatives on Thanksgiving. It was just a wonderful experience. Never seen so many relatives in this area that belong to the family of my bride. But it was a wonderful occasion, and we did think about how blessed we are in this country and thank the Lord for our blessings in this nation. And so I hope it was a good experience for you, too, with your family. Well, we're going to have Debbie Morrow on in just a few minutes. I invited her on tonight to tell us about the wonderful Berkey water filter, and she agreed to come on with me tonight for a few minutes. And so we'll just take a few minutes. She'll call in about 10 after to talk to you about some of the things going through the rumor mill and also the buzz here are up at our two police and military associations. A lot of talk about the Border Patrol and the new scams that Bush is running on the poor our brothers and sisters working in the Border Patrol. Really a shame, folks, just absolutely a shame, the games that they're playing. The Border Patrol agents that are on our mailing list and for years and years has known it's a scam. There is hardly any Border Patrol whatsoever, and they're there for eyewash for the American people, and it's very, very disheartening for those wonderful brothers and sisters of ours wearing the Border Patrol uniforms to know that they're just playing a game. You know, our government is not serious about keeping illegal aliens, terrorists, and drug runners out of this country. And most of our Border Patrol agents know that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how disheartening that is? We'll talk about that a minute when we come back, so stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, back with you. And we're just talking about the president. His numbers are really, really falling, folks. And that's very scary because he knows how to bring his numbers up. And it means more terrorism in the United States. And that's scary. But anyway, his numbers are down, and he's making a big push to show, doing sound bites and doing visits to the border to show how concerned he is about illegal aliens coming into the country and terrorists and drug runners. And it's all eyewash for the American public. You can read that in the report we have at our police and military associations that we've received here from a friend who sent it right up to us about the president's strategy for comprehensive immigration reform. And it's the same old eyewash he's used for years that he's been president. No talk about, shutting down the borders as he knows he could do. They're doing it in Iraq right now with Syria and other countries, and other countries in South and Central America know how to shut down their borders, and they can do it. And so, anyway, another note that came in, of course, you probably already heard about this, but Border Patrol agents have said that they're concerned about their uniforms being made in Mexico. And this is interesting because we have T.J. Bonner, president of the National Border Patrol Council, which has something like almost 7,000 members in their union, says it's embarrassing to be protecting the U.S.-Mexican border and be wearing a uniform made in Mexico. Agents and lawmakers are concerned about the consequences if the uniforms for agents charged with combating illegal immigration fall in the hands of criminals or terrorists. Well, folks, that's kind of a ridiculous thing, don't you think, that the uniforms are made in Mexico? But everything is made in some foreign country today. Manufacturing and industry has moved out of America. The last of the clothes manufacturers are leaving the country. And so I'm not sure that it's that hard to make a Border Patrol uniform. I think that if you wanted to have them made in Bangladesh or Taiwan or anywhere, they're not that hard to make. I've got a gal up in Idaho County, Idaho, that made me a wonderful jacket. She's a seamstress, and I gave her a jacket. It was a safari jacket that I had from Australia that I purchased in Australia, and it wore out. So I gave it to her, a lot of pockets on it, very, very difficult sewing, and she made me a perfect copy of that. So, no, folks, yes, we should not be sending our industry and manufacturing out of this country because we're depleting our jobs in this nation, but I don't think we need to worry about the Mexican terrorist or the Iraqi terrorist or anybody other terrorist want to comes in here having a problem making a U.S. Border Patrol uniform. They're just not that difficult. So anyway, the union has gone and protested this, and James Stack at the National Border Patrol Council's, he's the vice president there for the region that includes Texas and New Mexico, says that most agents don't like it that their uniforms are made in Mexico. Well, I can understand that. I can understand it. But what is more serious, because Border Patrol agents could be, or uniforms could be made anywhere, is that the loss of jobs that this represents. And so I think it's a moot question about what international country, you know, or a foreign country is going to make Border Patrol agent uniforms. Now, they're going to the House of Representatives, to try to consider that they would make Border Patrol agents' uniforms in the United States. Well, we'll see how long that lasts. Don't think that'll pass because the government, internationalists, have been doing everything they can to send all manufacturing and industry out of this nation to reduce us to third world nation status. So we'll just see how that goes. But like I say, there's seamstress everywhere. Wonderful seamstress that can make just about anything you'd want them to make. So terrorists can get, drug runners can get uniforms made to look like Border Patrol uniforms. No problem whatsoever. Want to thank a brother here who wrote to us and is addressing my wife's cancer situation through a horrible experience he's had in his own family. I'd like to share this letter with you. We're just so blessed to have brothers and sisters out there listening on Republic Broadcasting Network that are praying for my wife and sending us good information and are truly with us in prayer and sending letters and email to us for Angie. And this is a wonderful letter from Tom Lebrecht in, let's see, he's in Colorado, and he's a listener to the program. And I'll just start into this here. I think Debbie will be calling in just a minute. But he says here, "Hi, Jack. I thought you might be interested in looking into this information for your wife. I just lost my brother to esophageal cancer 2 weeks ago. He was a police officer for 26 years, and he was only 49 years old. My goodness gracious. I lost my dad to lung cancer a little over 3 years ago. I'm very upset and angry at the cancer community right now." We'll come back to Tom's letter, very good letter to my wife and I. when we return after this brief visit with dear Debbie Morrow there. Debbie,
hi,
welcome
dear.
To have you on the program. I'm glad your voice sounds much, much better.
I'm feeling much better.
Good, good. You must be drinking some of that Berkey water.
I know, am.
Clearing you up.
Yep, drinking lots of Berkey water.
That's good.
You know, it's
tell us about the wonderful systems you have for us, because I can tell you, personally, we're just thrilled to have your system in our home, and we're drinking some very fine-tasting water and feeling real good about doing something for our health.
Well, we have several different models of the Berkey water filters, but the main thing for people to know is it doesn't matter really what model you get, as long as you have the Berkey filters, because that's what's going to make the difference in your water, not what it's sitting in, you know.
Yes.
I mean, we have stainless steel units and we have Lexan units, and they come in several sizes to meet the needs of all the different people out there. But the main thing is to have good drinking water. And
there is.
By having your Berkey water filter, you're going to get the best possible drinking water available through a gravity water filter system. And we leave in the beneficial minerals. So I know sometimes people want to compare our filters to, like, reverse osmosis.
Yes.
But reverse osmosis takes out the beneficial minerals and keeps, you know, makes the water act as a solvent in your system. And it's really not the very best thing for you to do that.
I see. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because you need the minerals. You know, there isn't any water in the natural world that's just plain old H2O.
Yeah.
You need to have those minerals in there to keep your bones strong and, you know, to meet those needs. And so sometimes your doctor might recommend that you have, like, maybe reverse osmosis. Like, if you are battling cancer or something and you're trying to flush your system out, then it's a good idea, you know, for a short amount of time. But I've had customers call me and say, you know, my wife and I have been drinking reverse osmosis for, you know, 10 years, and she has osteoporosis, and we were one, you know, and those are, you know, like, I don't have, you know, test results to prove, you know, for me to say, well, you know, here's this test and blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's been experientially seen, and some of the doctors and different people out there have said that, you know, it's better to have mineralized water.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, you know, people spend so much money buying minerals at the health food store and stuff, because they're not getting it as a good source.
I see. Well, so, very interesting. Yes, that's important then. I know a lot of people that are using reverse osmosis water in systems, and so it's interesting to know that, and it makes a lot of sense that we need those minerals.
Yeah, it's just like if you look at the shoreline and you see how the water, you know, erodes the shoreline,
yeah.
The water will do the same thing to your, you know, organs. So it's just really good to keep the minerals in your water, and it'll really make a difference in your health if you quit drinking the tap water, because, you know, you've got the poisons that are in the tap water that we're just slowly introducing into our system. I was talking to my husband the other day. I caught the end of that letter, that little bit that you were reading when I first came on the line.
Yes.
And I said to my husband, you know, in the small amount of people we personally know, this personal acquaintances, I think I know over 9 people who are cancer survivors.
Yes. It's incredible.
You know, that's not a very good odd when you think about it.
Yes.
You know, because how many people do you know?
I know.
They say 1 out of so many people will get cancer, you know? I mean, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
So we want to survive cancer, and I know your wife is going to survive.
Yes. We're praying that she does, and things seem to be going fairly well at this time. Debbie, hold on, will you, after the break, and we'll bring you on, and you can tell us how to get hooked up with you folks with your Berkey water filter, okay? Hang on. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. We have Debbie Morrow on with us right now. And once again, a little lady that's doing a lot for a lot of people by giving us good water to drink and keeping us healthy. But let's go right back to Debbie here. Debbie, I'm so happy to hear that Republic Broadcasting Network is now taking the calls for the Berkey. And they told me tonight they would stay by the phone. So if people wanted to call and get a Berkey system, that they would be there to pick up the phone. So tell us what's going on today at the company there. Are we moving ahead? I guess I do know you told me that you guys were very busy during the hurricane season and tornado season, and I'm so happy about that, that people are looking to getting good water into their homes. And that also allows them to be prepared for emergencies, of course, like that.
Right, and usually what historically has been happening, because I've worked for the company now for going on, I think, around 8 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Time goes by when you're having fun.
Yes.
It's the best job. But one thing that I've noticed is that during times of crisis, we get really busy because then people panic and they decide that no matter what, they want to get one. And I always try to encourage people to not wait until something bad happens, because something bad is happening every day that you're drinking chlorine or every day that you're drinking fluoride or whatever in your water, you know, the different pathogens, that we need to take it personal every day now, not wait for a national disaster to happen.
It's better to start now
and use your good drinking water to the best of your ability now. Don't buy a Berkey for an emergency and then put it in your closet, but buy a Berkey, use it every day.
I like that, the fact that something's happening to you to every day that you're using tap water. Very important point, Debbie. I don't think some of us think about that, but I'm off tap water, praise the Lord, and I think we're doing our body a lot of good by not taking in those poisons that
well,
the government has been putting in there.
If you're ever, like, even just not drinking enough water isn't good for you, and I have to remind myself even, and I'm the Berkey girl,
yeah,
and I have to remind myself to drink enough water every day, you know, because, you know, they say that if you're thirsty, then you're dehydrated, that you should never actually feel thirsty.
Mm.
You should have enough water in your system that you don't feel thirsty.
I see.
So it's important to try and, you know, drink a glass of water every day, you know, every day, every hour, or every, you know, time you get up and go from your desk to the restroom or something. Go get a drink of water from your Berkey, too. Keep yourself hydrated. It's one of the best things you can do. There are so many people out there who have back problems, and if they would just hydrate themselves more, some of those back problems could be alleviated without ever going to a doctor. Because those little things that float in between your spine, the little discs, they're made mostly out of water, and they float. And my husband, you know, he hurt his back at work one time, and we went to the chiropractor instead of going to a surgeon.
Yes.
And the chiropractor explained it to him to keep hydrated, really hydrated, and it would lift those up, and then he could push them back into place better. And sure enough, he never had surgery. He was back on the job, you know, whereas,
that's
you know,
great.
The regular
that's
doctor
wonderful.
Just wanted to do surgery.
That's
you know?
Right, that's right.
And so if we keep ourselves hydrated the best we can. I think it's like 70% of our body is water.
Uh-huh.
And it's so important that we try not to put contaminated water into our system.
Well, how do we hook up with you now? I don't have that number here for Republic.
Yeah,
you have the one they're supposed to call?
Yeah, they should call Sandra at 1-877-605-9200. And the recording's going to come on, and you just press number 2 on your keypad.
Number 2.
Uh-huh, and Sandra will answer. And, of course, if they don't have that number and they want to call into our Berkey line, just be sure to tell us that they're a Jack McLam listener, and we'll be glad to make sure that the credit for the sales go to help your show, your airtime.
Well, thank you, my dear. That's wonderful. What's that number for Republic again now?
It's 877-605-9200. And you press number 2.
Number 2. Okay.
Uh-huh, and that is a toll-free number, the 877.
Yeah, well, Debbie, we appreciate you so much because you've spent 8 years of helping a lot of Americans out there, and I appreciate you even more helping me at my house with a Berkey. And then third thing is you're helping RBN here, you know, by helping me pay my shortwave radio bill with monies back to RBN for us helping people or help people get good water in their home and have good health. So we certainly do appreciate you very much, my dear.
Well, we're glad to be here and help, and I feel very blessed that I have the opportunity to have a job where I really feel like I get to minister to people.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet that's a wonderful feeling.
Yep,
well, Lord bless you, Debbie. Thank you for coming on with us tonight, and I hope you have a good week.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, folks. Well, there's a little gal doing what God has sent her to do, and that's help us be healthy. If you don't have a Berkey, folks, I hope you'll call tonight and get one headed your way, because it sure makes you feel better, too, knowing you can drink down all that good water and you're doing something good for your health. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. Let me warn you that this old cop had a bout with a cold. Over the weekend, you might hear it a little bit in my voice, and I was very afraid for my bride, Angela, because going through the chemotherapy, her immune system was really down, and didn't want her to get a cold, and so we didn't see a whole lot of each other over the weekend, which wasn't very pleasant. But anyway, I had a cold, and I pretty much stayed in bed for Friday and Saturday, and took my silver water and vitamin C and took care of myself, and it's pretty much all gone today. Praise the Lord, just a couple days in bed, which I probably needed because I've been really working and working and working here. So I didn't like it because I had work to do, but I was in bed for a couple days. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And then I got in some kind of a bug, I guess, that maybe from somebody at the Thanksgiving dinner that we had with about 50 of Angela's relatives, and came home and really started feeling pretty bad. But I wanted to warn you because I may have to cough. I've still got a little bit of my cough left, and it really, really hurts my ribs when I cough. And so I'll hit my cough button if it comes up. And it may. I just want to warn you, it's just something I don't know what to do about. I wanted to do the program tonight because I feel good and have good information to bring to you, but just put up with me if I have to hit that cough button because it could sneak up on me, okay? Just a warning to you. Now, let's go back to our dear brother Tom, who sent us this wonderful letter to my bride and me. He says that it's terrible. I mean, he lost his brother to esophagus cancer 2 weeks ago. He was a police officer for 26 years and was only 49 when he died this month. He lost his dad to lung cancer a little over 3 years ago. Says he's very upset and angry with the cancer community right now. I would say cancer industry is a term I would use, but Tom uses community. The doctors did a great job to scare my brother into taking their radiation and chemo treatments, he says. I'd like to see how much money they made off killing him. It's a lot of money, folks. I mean, it's like we've heard as much as $200,000+ when you go through the radiation and chemo treatments. The website I'm talking about and I want to give you was going to be his next stop after I finally convinced him to try something else because of what they were doing. What they were doing was not working, but it was too late. He died. The cancer had metastasized in his liver, and he died a very violent death of liver failure. The treatment process they put him through was very slow. It was months and months and weeks at a time before getting treatments, reviewing test results, etc. They wait until the last minute before telling you that the cancer treatment is not working. I'm tired of seeing the cancer industry win at taking lives and money. I want to start hearing about sick people winning for a change, and I was hoping that my brother Victor was going to be one of them. In his mind, he was going to beat this thing. He would often say that this was just a bump in the road. He was very courageous to the end. My brother's oncologist told us they were frustrated because the cancer industry really hasn't made any significant progress over the last 25 years. That should have been our cue to run as far and fast as we could from that meat grinder they call University Hospital in Denver, Colorado. I hope you pass this on to your wife, Angela. I think that's her name. Give it some serious thought and stop putting money into their coffers. As a favor to my brother, a police officer, fellow police officer, I'm wondering if you would consider interviewing this gentleman on your show. And I'm sure he will accept in helping expose the corruption in the cancer industry. His name is Bob Dowling, and he's a medical biologist. I've spoken personally to several of his clients who claim that he has saved their lives when their doctors gave up and sent them home to die. I hope that you will also post his information on your website and on your newsletter, in your newsletter, if you feel comfortable doing so after talking with him. I listen to you and other hosts on RBN Live and support the station because I feel that they are exposing the truth about the corruption in our government and our society. I hope that you will join me and your wife's fight in finding the truth about the corruption in the cancer industry. I don't want anyone to have to go through what I've had to go through in the last 3 years. The lies need to stop, and people suffering from cancer need to know that there is hope. Brother Tom Labreck, Colorado. He says here, God bless you and your wife during this difficult time. And Brother Tom, God bless you too. Wonderful letter. I'll show this to my bride, Angela. And yes, it's a difficult task. We've talked to literally dozens and dozens of people who have gone through the natural healing process. We've talked to dozens and dozens of people. I don't know how many people has gone through the establishment radiation and chemotherapy system. And I'll tell you, it is not easy. Either one is not easy. And the sad thing is, and I will tell you up front, that when my wife and I were going through all the research and talking to folks and all the wonderful listeners out there who are, we consider our brothers and sisters, were sending us information. Some are still sending us information, like Tom Lebreck here in Colorado. We certainly appreciate it. But we heard from many of you, too, who had relatives and friends go through the natural healing process and die. And we heard from many of you that went through the establishment cutting and burning system, and poisoning system, the chemotherapy and radiation surgery, and had died. And so there comes a time, folks, and I told this again to a person today who's a very good friend of mine, hadn't heard from him for a long time, that called me. He's a producer of film in Hollywood, and he's on our side. He's a patriotic film producer in Hollywood. And he was saying, why are you letting your wife go through this treatment, this chemotherapy and radiation? And I said, brother, I said, you get all this material, very important material. You study it, you read it, and you try to understand it and try to make a decision. But ultimately, it comes down to the one that has the cancer making the decision. And he seemed a little upset with me. And I said, do you think that I should have made this decision for my bride, Angela? And he was silent on the phone for a minute. And he says, no. And I said, well, that's the same determination I came to, brother. She has the cancer. I can tell you right now that if I have the cancer next, if I have cancer, I think I know what I would do, but I haven't had cancer yet. So, brother, I can't tell you what I would do because I haven't walked a mile in a cancer patient's moccasins. And so I think he understood where what we do is we send very important material like Tom Lebreck has sent us here. We share it with our loved ones, and we get them the research materials, and they study, and hopefully they will. Some people won't because they just believe what their doctors tell them to do. But my wife studied and watched videotapes and talked to some of our doctors and others about treatment, natural healing treatment, and the establishment methods. And she chose, for her own reasons, to go the establishment method. And I wholeheartedly support her in her making this life and death decision. And so that's why I would not and could not make that decision for her. And if I get cancer, she will not make that decision for me. And she knows that because it's surely not our place to make that life and death decision for our loved ones. I had a good friend who was taking an establishment healing program that died of cancer. And then, as many of you know, we talked about it on the air just a short time before my wife made the decision to go the establishment route. She's been very sick with the Gulf War syndrome, the Gulf War sickness, since 1991, when she was in the first Gulf War, and has a lot of physical problems, okay, because of the poisoning she underwent with the chemo or with the anthrax vaccinations, the experimental drugs that they were given, the soldiers were all given when she was there in the first Gulf War. And she decided to try to clean out all the various cancers in her body because many of her brothers and sisters died of cancer who were Gulf War victims. And more are dying as we speak right now from cancer and under various types of treatments. But we had our dear friend of another radio network, wife, die just the week before my wife made her decision, and she had tried every kind of natural healing that she could try, and she died. And so it's not as cut and dry as we may think. And until you really get cancer and you really sit down and start studying, and hopefully before you get cancer, as Dr. Lorraine Day told us, up to one out of two of us, one out of three, one out of two of us today are going to get cancer. So it would be good if we'd start studying now, like evidently Tom LeBrock has done, or Breck has done, and many of you have done, and we here at the McLam home have also done, and be prepared to make a decision in your own family about what we're going to do when family members come down with cancer. But thank you, Brother Tom, very, very much. And we're going to get a hold of Bob Dowling. Bob Dowling. See if we can't have him on the Officer Jack McLam program. Believe me, my family's very concerned about this. And he's got a couple websites here. I want to give you one anyway that he says is so important. This website on cancercured.org. That's the name of the website. It's www.cancercured.org. Okay? And I think that's where we're going to find Bob Dowling, and we'll invite him on the program. So enough said on that, but I also believe, folks, it's very important that you pray and ask the Lord to lead you in your decisions, as we did here at the McLam household and do right now, every single day, that God's will be done, not our will in these situations. So we want to, on behalf of my bride Angela and me, thank you again for all your prayers as we're going through this very trying time in her cancer treatment right now. God's will be done in these situations, we pray. So thank you all very, very much. Okay, I wanted to get in a little bit of the Border Patrol situation, folks. The president is there for his photo ops, because he's in trouble with his polling figures, down to 34-36%, somewhere in that neighborhood. And one of it is the lack of homeland security, because there's enough of the American people that have a brain left to know that homeland security is an absolute farce if there's 2,000 miles of border that's totally open. Totally open to illegal aliens, terrorists, and drug runners coming across any time they please, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so the president is getting slapped around a little bit by the polls, because the people realize that they're being hassled and felt up and searched and prodded at the airports and other places under Homeland Security. And yet there's no security whatsoever when your borders are totally open. So the president's down there making some noise and trying to make us think he's going to have a new strategy to enforce comprehensive immigration reform. And I've read over this. I won't bore you with it today, because it's just the same old... what's the word I want to use? I can't use on the air, but the same old stuff, we'll say, just the same old stuff. Talking about not providing amnesty for temporary worker program and so forth, but he's 150% for amnesty, but he's saying he's not. And then he's thinking about and has, I guess, signed a bill to have partial fences put up, partial fences in various places in the nation, and put a couple of million dollars into that program. And so it's just a piecemeal bunch of malarkey, is what I would say, and it always has been. Because you unless you listen to RBN Live and the people on this network, you don't realize that the southern border being open, and the northern border too, but specifically and more appreciated, is for the terrorists and the drug runners and the illegal aliens by the millions and millions. The southern border is the place to come across. And so when you understand the importance for the international crime families that control our nation and our state houses, every one of the 50 governorships, you understand why they're not doing anything about the border problem. Because it's not a problem to them. It's a part of the plan to subjugate the American people. They work under the Hegelian dialectic. They create a problem covertly, subversively, you know, subversive behind government, and make you think that the problem just created itself, and then when you get mad enough and go to the government for a solution, they have their ready-made solution to the problem that you wouldn't have accepted had they not created the problem to begin with. The Hegelian dialectic. It works every time. And believe me, they get great benefit by leaving the southern border open. So we're not going to see that change. And I have many Border Patrol agents that understand that as well as we do. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. We're swiftly running out of time here, I see by the clock. Watch what the president does, folks, not what he says. I think our listeners at RBN Live know that. You don't watch what these international crime lords say, but watch what they do. And usually it's 180 degrees the other way. Well, we hadn't opened the phone lines up, but we do have a couple of our callers on the line, so we'd like to go to the phones at this time and talk to our brother Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, thanks for calling in.
Yes. Now, with illegal immigration, I read a very good book, and it's called Michael New, American Soldier or Mercenary, one of the best books I ever read.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, in the book, it talks about Michael New having to being forced to wear a UN blue beret and a blue patch on his right shoulder, and Michael refused. And he also refused to salute a foreign commander, and that is Jehu Engström of Finland.
Uh-huh.
And that is sick. And that's on page 15 of his book.
Yes.
And basically, this is where the car is going to. It's, the illegal immigrants are going to be the future standing army, for crying out loud.
Uh-huh.
And what needs to be done is we need to have a comprehensive plan where we throw these illegals out, because it is a fact in the military, if you have a green card, it's a fast track to citizenship.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And how worse can this really get, for crying out loud? And there's ways of ordering the book. I'm sure you've looked at the website of Michael New.
Oh, yes. And we carry that book at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, too, his book. But if you have a website for him, I don't have it here. Jeff, would you give it out so people could get that very important book that also, they should be aware, supports his court cases to try to get his case overturned. So it's a very good thing to do, and we believe he could possibly be successful if he has enough support of the people out there. Do you have his website?
By memory, it's www.michaelnew.com, and that's just from memory. But I do have the phone number and address of Daniel New, which I do have in front of me.
Well, I've got just enough time for the phone number. If you could give that out, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, it's 254-796-2173.
One more time.
254-796-2173. I got a treat out of the book, and anybody who reads the book will get a treat, because when you're under the UN government, you don't have the protections that a U.S. soldier would have.
None. That's right.
You are absolutely screwed. And Michael New is standing on rock solid ground, because if I was in the military today, I would do the same thing.
That's right. Me too, brother. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. God bless you, brother. I'm going to go to Drew real quick. Drew in Little Rock, are you there, brother? We just got out of time.
Yes, sir. I know. I just returned back from Mississippi, hellhole of America, and most Americans have forgotten about the hurricane. So I want to give you support for what you were saying earlier in your program. Unless you walk in someone's shoes, you don't know how bad it is. That is especially true for those cancer victims out there. All you can do is give them the information, learn what it is, and let them learn what they feel is right for them, and let them go forth and pray for everyone.
Pray for them all.
God bless you, brother. Jack. You do a great job.
Thank you, Drew. Lord bless you, brother. And thanks for doing the Officer Jack McLam program when I'm in a pinch, brother. Appreciate it. All right. Okay, folks, well, that's it for tonight. Be back with you, and we'll talk about Invasion USA tomorrow. Hope you'll be with us. I hope I'll be with you, Lord willing. Have a great night, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.